Let's see how this is going to work with the Grammys, the Grannies. Here are the categories that we have. We have the Grammys play against each other for $100 in each heat.
All right.
The Grammys, when we get them on the phone, will have the choices of five categories. Physical challenge, racy, volume, uh-huh. Common knowledge, or talent.
All right. That's the cat, and they each get to pick a category.
Wonderful.
And then once we get to the actual grandmas, we'll tell you what's involved in the category.
Very good.
And if the grandma decides she wants to change, that's fine. Either way, each grandma will have 30 seconds in the heat that she decides to compete in.
Fair enough.
Okay, very good.
For instance, if it's a physical challenge, and I will tell you what that is when it comes up, we'll have all the grandmas against each other to see who does the best.
All right.
And whoever does the best in each particular heat will win $100.
Right. Okay, good.
So bear with me. First thing we got to do is get a grandma on the phone. Hello, Don and Mike.
What if they all pick different categories?
Well, then they're all going to win money. I mean, just kind of bear with me.
Okay.
Right. This is not really anything that's written in stone.
Hey, whatever.
Not like the Olympics.
It's like always.
It's going to work out.
Hello.
There's no supposed to be one of the old ladies on the phone.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Roseanne.
Roseanne, you don't sound like a 70-year-old grandma.
How old is your grandma?
I think she's either going to be 89 or 90.
Whoa.
Wow, beautiful. Nice. Okay, hold on just a second. Now, is her name Edith?
Yes.
Does Edith know we're calling?
No.
We do that now. Right. You got it, Robbie?
Hi, Roseanne.
Hi.
Okay, so, Roseanne.
Yes.
Assuming that we get your grandma on the phone to play Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
Which category do you now, should we could either let her pick or let the grandma pick.
I think it's the best way to do is let the grandma pick. Uh-huh. Then you tell her what the challenge is. Then we listen to her and we rate her.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so now you...
So, you know, I mean, I know you want them to go head-to-head, but I think it's easier if we just get them go one at a time and let them do it.
No, that's what I'm saying. Each grandma
picks the thing, and then at the end, we pick pick the finalists.
Pick the winner.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, don't forget, if you pick it too much, it'll get infected.
Exactly.
Okay, you got him? You got her? Oh, Rob's giving us, you know...
It's just kind of a sarcastic okay sign.
The old lady thing.
Ah.
Do we have your permission to put your voice on the radio to speak to Roseanne? Okay, hang on. When you hear voices,
beautiful.
Your voice will be on the radio.
Okay? Are you close with your grandma, Roseanne?
Yes.
Good. Ah, very nice. Well, then let's welcome to the show Roseanne's grandma, Edith.
Hello, Edith.
Well, hi.
Hi,
grandma. Hi, Roseanne.
Now, Edith, are you aware that there's a show tonight on TV called The Grammys?
Well, I guess.
Yeah, well, it kind of sounds like Granny.
So we decided we'd have our own little show, The Grannies.
Now, we are going to put you in competition with other grandmas in a 30-second challenge. All you have to do is select which category you would like to participate in. Roseanne called and volunteered you for this game.
Edith, are you ready for the categories?
We'll try.
Okay, so you can either choose.
And you get to pick it. You get to pick whatever category you want.
You either get to choose the physical challenge, something you can do on the telephone, something that we like to call racy and randy. That's the second category.
Mm-hmm.
The third category is called volume. The fourth one is knowledge. And the fifth category would be talent.
So which category do you think you'd like, Edith?
Give them to you again now.
I didn't get that first.
That's the beauty of the Grammys.
Okay. It's wonderful.
Yes, the Grannies. Either the physical challenge.
Physical challenge.
Racy and Randy.
That sounds naughty to me.
Volume.
Mm-hmm.
Common knowledge.
Just common knowledge.
Common knowledge.
Okay. Knowledge it is.
Rob, let's put 30 seconds on the clock.
Got it.
All right, now,
Grandma. Good luck, Grandma.
Good luck, Edith. You're our very first contestant, and I'm very excited for you.
Grandma Edith, in backwards order, can you please recite the presidents of the United States, starting with the current president?
All of the presidents?
As many as you can do in 30 seconds, ma'am.
Oh, boy. No Bush, Kennedy. No Bush, Clinton, Kennedy. That's about as far as I can go.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Yep.
It was a fine effort,
that was,
though, Edith.
That was so wrong. Would you like to try another category, ma'am?
Do you sing? Any other talent?
I don't believe. Would you like to try?
She doesn't believe.
Gracie and Randy?
No.
No.
No, okay.
No.
Thank you.
That's our first contestant.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, and thank you, Roseanne.
Thank you.
Bye. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye. There's no way she wins.
How many times was Kennedy the president?
It's two. Yeah. It's a good mental twister, though.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Who is this?
Justin.
Hey, hi, Justin. Your grandma, how old is she?
She's 86.
86.
We're definitely getting the right age group for grandmas.
All over 70.
You close with her?
Yes.
All right, let me see. Robbie, you got it?
Mike, have you gotten my magazines yet?
Yes, Rob, I did.
What?
Wow.
I did. I got the Speedboat magazine.
Hi, I'm looking for Muriel.
Here we go.
Hi, Muriel. We have your grandson, Justin, on our radio.
Probably interrupted dinner.
Oh, no, it's too late for it. I mean, Don, it's almost bedtime, isn't it? Yeah, Mike.
Once a category's been used, is it eliminated?
Yes, it is, Mike. Yes, it is. She will no longer be able to recite.
The president's backwards.
Didn't she originally start with Kennedy? Or
yes, I believe so. It's a confusing category. It was a tough question.
First, we have to explain the game.
Do we have your permission, Muriel, to put your voice on the radio? Okay, hang on. When you hear voice,
screw the FCC. God, they've slowed this show down so much.
It's Muriel, Don.
You got her? All right, beautiful. All right, let's welcome to the show, Muriel.
Hi, Muriel.
Hi.
Hi, Muriel.
Hi, Granny. How you doing?
What is the contest about?
Muriel, we have your grandson, Justin, on the line.
Granny. How you doing?
Explain it to you very quickly. Tonight on TV, they're having the Grammys. We're having something on our show called the Grannies. It's a talent competition. I take that back. It's a
game of skill.
Right.
Thank you, Mike.
A game of skill.
Yes, a game of skill.
We'll be fine.
Between
I don't have a lot of skill.
Hold on, man.
Well, just listen, hear us out, and maybe you'll find something.
Between you and other grandmothers,
settle.
It is a 30-second skill challenge. Mm-hmm. You can select one of four categories.
Okay.
You can either take the physical challenge, which is something you can do over the telephone, set the telephone down and try to do it,
mm-hmm.
or you can take the challenge. Now, this involves nothing except speaking, which we call Randy and Racy,
mm-hmm.
or you can have volume, or...
What would volume be?
Give her any kind of hint, Don, what volume might be?
No, I can't.
All right, I'm sorry, Muriel.
Like Jeopardy.
And then we have talent.
And what's the last one?
The last one's talent.
So again, you can take the physical challenge, Randy and Racy, volume, or talent.
Which will it be, Muriel?
I didn't get the last one you said.
Talent. Very good.
For 30 seconds.
No, tell me what the last one is.
Well, you've selected the talent category. We're going to tell you right now.
You've selected talent.
Please. I already selected the talent?
Yes, you did. You did select the talent category.
Because you selected talent, we will ask you to sing.
No, what is the last challenge?
The last challenge, Muriel, is talent. We're going to tell you what it is. It is singing. We're going to ask you to sing.
Or do you want the wild card? The wild card.
Muriel.
Don't pick the wild card.
Randy and Ace.
Oh, Justin, calm down, Justin.
Let me put Justin on hold.
Yeah.
Yes, Muriel?
Yes.
Okay, so you've selected talent.
Now, Muriel, here's all we require. And your grandson requires this as well.
Okay.
For 30 seconds, the talent portion of the show, sing us the song, "You Are My Sunshine, My Only Sunshine."
Go.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. Da 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 da. I don't know the rest of the words.
Make them up.
You are bright and shiny.
Oh, that's just
wonderful. Thank you.
You are my sunshine. Whatever.
Whatever. I like the effort. Yes. Muriel, I liked your effort. Good you job. Gave it the old college try.
Hold on, Muriel. Hold on a second.
Tell him I'm sorry.
No, don't be
now,
sorry.
No, you don't have to be sorry. I think Muriel was better than Edith.
Justin?
Yes.
What'd you think of your grandma?
She's great.
She's great.
She was great. Okay, listen. What, Justin?
I think she'd be better at Randy and Racy.
Justin. Better at Randy and Racy.
Yeah, of course you do.
Hey, Muriel, how long has he been retarded? Oh, God. There's that ugly word again.
Yeah, there it
I
is.
I apologize. Terribly that ugly word. Ugly word. Yep.
I'm having trouble hearing you.
Yes.
That's
everyone
shock.
Does.
That's a shock.
It's too bad.
Hold on, please.
Okay, I'm holding on.
Okay, all right, hold on. Right, hold on. Get enough. You know what? We'll come back with another round of this because now we're down to simply the physical challenge
and Randy and Racy.
Uh-huh. And the volume, and then also the wild card.
Wild right? card.
And Rob just wrote down a bonus challenge.
Oh, of course. A bonus challenge.
You know, I don't know if we're going to give away any prizes or not. Like I said, there's really no real rules.
Just delighted that we have grandmas participating in this.
For the Grammys.
The grannies.
Excuse me, the grannies.
The G-R-A-N-N.
Yes, now don't all you morning zoos go stealing this bit for tomorrow.
This is ours. Even though it's in development, this is our bit.
They'll steal
God damn right.
Right.
We got a break. We'll be right back, everybody.